things in life and have learned from them and passed them on to us. So this morning, we recognize the hard work and effort of these young men and women who are seated among us, and I've got to share breakfast with them, and now this morning recognizing them for their achievements and their goals, and they're set forth now and in the future. And some of them have made, and some have already made major transitions in their life to this day. Graduation is a sign of achievement and success, and we congratulate you for that. So today, I want to share three thoughts with you from one verse, Romans 8:28. We're probably familiar with that verse. The verse I want to share is Romans 8:28, and it says, "We know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." Now, the first thought I want to share with you is learn from life. How many of you already have learned from life? You don't have to be too old to learn from life. It throws you some curves sometimes, doesn't it? It really does. And some people try to read into this verse an interpretation which would say God works good in all things. Is that true? We want to think that, but not everything that is going to happen in your life is going to be good. Is that correct? I think it is correct, because I've experienced those things myself. So all you have to do is to look around you, and you can see there are a lot of bad things that happens in this world. Just recently, in this Texas. Again, we had a shooting in the schools. Those are bad things that happen in our world today, in our society. And I can make a list, and you could come up with your own list as well. But I'm not here to talk about bad things. What I want to say to you is that whatever happens to you in life, learn from it. It's a lesson to us. And we can learn and apply the good things that happen in a way that God wants us to do that. So we know this world is full of good things, and we know it's full of bad things. We've been in this world for a while, and we will be in it for a while longer, and we're going to see that things are going to happen. But whatever things happen, turn it into something good, as the scripture tells us to do. All things work together for the good to those who, now get this, who love God. Now, I would encourage you to learn from all of your experiences, whether they be good or whether they be bad ones, and learn from them and then grow from them. You know, God doesn't cause things in our lives to bring hardships and so forth in our lives. A lot of things in our life that happen test us. They test where we are, our faith, our trust in the Lord. Are we relying upon circumstances in our life, or are we looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? The Apostle Paul, the writer of 13 books of the New Testament, said it best when he said, in Philippians 4:11, I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. How many of you can say that this morning? That you are content no matter what happens in your life? I saw one hand. And that is good if we can find content. That's what Paul, and he was in a lot of close calls and so forth in his life that tested him, but he never turned his eyes away from the Lord. And the verse goes on to say, I know how to get along with little, and I also know how to get to live with a lot. And every circumstance that I have learned the secret of being filled, and have learned the secret of going hungry. Not many of us has gone hungry, have we? We have plenty to eat and so forth, and we probably could go a lot, whole lot better with a little to eat, right? And therefore, and still get by. Paul was content no matter what. So as you travel through life, I encourage you to learn from all the things that you have experienced. And let me give you an important secret this morning. Education does not stop with graduation. Neither does going to church and serving the Lord end with just graduating from school. See, the Bible itself makes it clear, and it makes this claim, God's Word, the Holy Word of God. The Bible says in Psalms 119, 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." That's one we use at camp every year. I'm glad that we use that every year when we say our pledges and so forth. That's part of our when we recite our pledge to the Bible. So life is the greatest classroom there is. Life is our greatest classroom that there is, and we need to learn from it. The second thought that I want to share with you is learn what has real value. And we place a lot of value on a lot of things in our life, but most of you may be considering continuing your formal education, and some of you already have. And I would encourage you to do that. But first, the foremost, realize that education is more than just going to school. It's learning to treat others with respect, be honest, and having a sense of integrity about you. And we saw that on the video this morning. Nancy shared that as well this morning. Integrity in your life is very important. And we can learn from that, and we can learn from it from our experiences in life, that things that we deal with will test us whether or not we have integrity or not. So it knows the difference between right and wrong. And when a choice must be made, it is choosing that what is right every time. Many temptations out there in this world. Many in schools, many in colleges, many in universities, many in the workforce. Everywhere we go, there's many temptations to choose and choose integrity over wrong, because integrity will be right every time. Remember, your friends may come and go, jobs may change, and you may live halfway around the world. And some of us do. But there is someone who will always be with you wherever you go. Who is that? Who is it? That person is you. You're going to be with yourself no matter where you go. And right, I heard you say the Lord, and that is right. He's always watching over you. He's always got your back. And that's why that scripture, I think, is so important. You know, all things work to the good for those who love God. He will work those things out in your life. See, honesty, integrity, and faithfulness are qualities that show through your character. In fact, they are your character. It is your character. Live life so that you can look at yourself in the mirror and see that person that does not stand ashamed of anything, because you've held true to who you are. Your integrity, your honesty has stood the test. In fact, they are your quality. See, live life so that you can look in that mirror and know who you are. But if you mess up, if you ever mess up, how many of us ever messed up in their life? I can raise my hand. I've messed up a many times. And when you mess up, what do you do? Do you hide it? No, you admit it. And God knows it. And say, Lord, I'm coming to you again. I messed up. I'm sorry. You know, be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with yourself before you can be honest with God. And God knows our life. He knows. He loves us. He cares for us. That's why he extends so much grace to us each day. He wants the best for us. And he wants us to give our best to him. Seek forgiveness. Always seek forgiveness. And then once you have done that, move on. Learn those things that which hold real value in your life. The third thing and the last thing is learn who God is. That is so much important, young people, to know who God is. Sometimes we go through life, we don't even know who our own self is. We don't. But don't wait too late. Learn who God is. Romans 8:28 again says, we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Did you notice that God is mentioned two times in this verse? First of all, God, and then his purpose. The first time he is mentioned, the verse speaks about our relationship with him. And I hope and pray that each and every one of you, young people, that are here this morning, you have established that relationship with him. And if you do, he lives right here in your heart. And all we got to do when we're in a mess or we're in difficulty, got to make a decision, unsure, go to him and ask him, Lord, I need your help. I need wisdom. I need understanding to help me make an important decisions. And it's the same when it comes to temptations and so forth, whether to do right or wrong. And he'll steer you in the right direction by the power of the Holy Spirit that is within you. See, he is able to cause all things to work together for our good if we love him. That's what the scripture means. See, God has created us to have a relationship with other people, but he has also created us to have a relationship with him according to this verse. And if I have a relationship with him, he is able, according to that verse, it's on the stream, to cause all things to work for the good for my or your good. That's a promise. You know, it worked for Paul. That's why he was able to say, I am content in whatever circumstance I find myself in. I find content. If you can find content within your life, then you'll experience that peace that passes all understanding. You see, learn who God is. And what this tells me is there are situations, are there circumstances that will come my way that I may not like. And there has, and has for you as well. But if I have a relationship with God, I can gain from that experience. And I have, and you will, in time to come. See, I may feel down, I may feel discouraged, I may be disappointed, I may be even devastated. I may feel dumped on and deserted, but if I have a relationship with the Lord, I know for certain that he can work all things out for my good because I love him and he loves me. And because of that relationship I have with God, I can live a life of hope because I know that God is on my side. We all face trials and we all face victories or triumphs through life because that is what life is made of. It throws us a lot of curves, but all the good that we can muster out of it will make us be successful. But having a relationship with God can make all things in this world as how to well be handled foremost. See, I pray that you will build a relationship with God. For, again, God causes all things to work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. I can't recite that verse enough. I hope that's the scripture for the week as well. So we have all week long to look at this verse and analyze it and let it be interpreted to you by the Holy Spirit, because it's so important that we don't misinterpret this verse, but understanding exactly that it means that things will work out for the good if we love God and depend upon Him and rely upon Him with our whole life. And in closing, learn from life. Learn what has real value in your life. And most of all, learn who God is. And it'll take you a long ways in life. Don't ever forget it. He never leaves your side. He's always with you. Learn from Him. He'll be your best friend when you need Him the most. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I ask that you be with each person who is here this morning. Everybody comes in with things in their life, troublesome, maybe unsure. But Lord, we know that you work all things to the good if we will trust you and believe in you. You'll turn them in all, even the worst things in our life, into something good, because that's the way you are. That's the way you work. And Lord, I just pray we all will just keep learning from life. May the world in which we live and be our place of higher education as well. And as these seniors make this transition, I pray that they would continue to learn, and I ask that your blessings upon them. May they seek your face and your face only when there's no one around. And may you walk by their side, and may they build a strong relationship with you and continue that relationship all the way through life. If there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know you personally as Lord and Savior, what a perfect time to surrender to the saving grace of Jesus Christ. There may be other needs here this morning. I pray that we will be willing just to step out, come forward, come to this altar. Maybe kneel here at the altar and just pray to you and seek your guidance and your will. Lord, we pray your blessings to go with these graduating seniors and every one of us, Lord, that are still learning from life. It can be a challenge, but Lord, it's a happy challenge with you, making our way clear and making it successful. It's in Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning.